did you become judge? That's probably a very big story, huh?
You ain't gonna believe the story I'm telling you. I'm sitting there on the front porch with the guests, my wife, one afternoon, and in drove the chief of police, and the judge, and the state trooper. And I said, "What did Sam Hill have you done now?" I said, "Did nothing." So they go into the office, and they sit there and talk back and forth a few minutes. And they said, "You know, Judge Barney, he's got to retire in October. He's 70. I said, "Yeah." Oh, and the judge was there at the same time. And they said, "We want you to be the judge." I said, "Me? I've never been in court in my life except for a speeding ticket." And he said, I said, "What's my qualification?" "Well, we've watched you for the last 10 years as moderator. You were moderator for 40 years. And he says, "You didn't allow anybody to yell at a guy because he had a few drinks. You shut him up and let the man talk as long as he talked on the subject." And he said, "The thing that we really liked about you, the way you umpired the Little League." I said, yeah, you made no bones about it. A father kept yelling at his kid and yelling, you ordered him off the field. And they said, you speak your own mind and stick behind what you said. And that's what we want, because the lawyers today are getting worse and worse. Huh. It's all a letter of the law, and half of the time you can't use the letter of the law because there's circumstances out here.
That's right.
And I've always said somebody when they said something. I went to every meeting, judges meeting and training session they had. They said, "How do you run your court?" I said, 50% legal by the laws and the rules, and 50% in common sense. Mm-hmm. And I said, "I think it's been excessive, proved out